Murfreesboro Missionary Baptist Church. Let's all stand this morning. Grab the favorite gospel songs. Turn to page 199 at the bottom of the page. 199.
God is so good. it's a good thing for us to be able to enjoy old friendships, I guess is the way you're saying it. When you haven't been able to visit with people in a little while, it's good to just get to talk to them for a little while. Now think about how it's going to be in heaven. You think about the people you haven't seen in a little while. You know, maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's aunts or uncles or somebody like that you haven't seen in a long while, but you know that they was praying for you, and you know that they were saved, and you're going to get to see them again. You know, that's a great thing to think about sometimes, is all the relationships that we're going to be able to renew once again on the other side. And that's something that most everybody talks about a lot, is getting to see mother, daddy, and that's good, and that's great. That's something that we long to do. And maybe it's a friend that you have. Maybe it's that old preacher that told you the truth. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's that sister that came to you. And you're looking forward to seeing them. But I guess probably the one that, and I've really gotten to be very strong about this, the one that I want to get to catch up with the most is Lord.
Amen.
I've often thought, well, how in the world are we going to be able just to be able to go and see the Lord and talk to Him? There's going to be millions of people there, I believe.
Yes.
I do. I believe there's going to be millions of people there. And just to get to see all of them, how in the world is the Lord going to have time for all of us? See, that's the key. There's no such thing as time.
Right.
And we'll be able just to be there with Him. And I don't believe we'll have to wait long. He's got the ability to get to every one of us in an instant to just have that relationship with Him and to be able to speak with us. You think about that old friend that you got to get to talk to that you hadn't seen in Lord knows when, and how good that felt. And then think about the friend that sticketh closer than a brother will get to talk with him. Oh, it'll be a rich time, won't it? Oh, it's a good thing for us to remember these things from time to time. It gives us something to look forward to, doesn't it? So it's good for us to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We appreciate each and every one being here. We appreciate our visitors being here today. We're glad you're here. We want you to make yourself right at home with us today in our service, and let's pray that the Lord will bless us in a great, great way today in this service. If you did not get to come to the singing of the night, Friday night, here, we had a really good time in the Lord. We had a good crowd, and everybody seemed to enjoy it, and I just pray the next time you'll come and enjoy it with us is what I hope you'll do. We were blessed very greatly. They did a really good job. And I guess probably one of my favorite points was when Brother Jay Parrott told his testimony, and I thought that was really good to hear him tell that again. I'd heard it before, and it was good to hear him. It's always good to me to hear the singers tell about being saved.
Amen.
It's always a great privilege. Usually, I didn't get here in time the other day, but I usually like to ask the singers, before we even get in here to sing, I can ask them about their testimonies. But I didn't get to the other day. We were running a little bit late other day, and they done went back out to the bus time we got here. But it's always good to hear people's testimonies about being saved. And next time y'all come, and maybe you can hear a good testimony is what I'll say. It's good for us to be here this morning. I need to move right along today in this service, and let's be prayerful one for another in this day. We want to move right along with our service today, and what I'll ask today is there any prayer requests before we go any further in the service? Now, we always have the reading of our prayer requests from our Sunday school. Brother Roland, who do we have today? You?
Yeah.
Brother Sam, can you do children's church today?
Go ahead and read the prayer request while he's standing up.
Okay.
Morning.
Morning.
The birthdays are Karen Hartsberger,
and the anniversaries are Chris and Ashley Teeter and Robin and Kevin Doherty. The prayer requests are pray for service today and especially for the loss. Pray for Sister Mona's father and the family. Remember Sister Judy Massey having surgery. Pray for Sister Barbara's friend. Pray for Mount Calvary Revival that Brother Hackett starts tonight. Pray for my grandfather. Pray for Brother Stewart's sister. Sister Cindy Clements asked for prayer for a friend. And remember the families that can't attend.
Thank you, Brother Rowan. You going to go ahead and do it now?
Is that a problem?
Nope. Brother. I just didn't want to move on.
That's quite all right. All right, let's gather right over here, everybody. Let's see. No, let's go over there. Let's go over there. Sorry. We'll switch sides on. Switch sides on here. Come on. You want to come? Come on. Come on. She's good. All right. Y'all look amazing. Y'all look ready for school. No, you're not. I love it this time of year when they're going to school.
Yeah.
You got about 10 more years of that?
Whatever.
Okay. Real quick, I won't keep you too long. I know you're busy. I've checked your schedule. Who can tell me what trust is? Oh, I got several show of hands. I think you raised your hand first. What is trust? Great word. Dependent on something is really good. And so we depend on a lot of things. But when it comes to seeking the Lord, trust is very important. And I thought we'd do a little demonstration of trust. And I won't take too long, but I need one volunteer. One volunteer. I think you raised your hand first. I think you did. I saw that. So I need you to stand up right here. Y'all might want to scoot over. Now, I want you to trust me, okay? There used to be a commercial on TV called the Nesty Plunge, okay? And when you drank a glass of their tea, it was like falling back into a swimming pool. It was that refreshing. So you're going to fall backward into the pool. But Brother Sam is going to catch you. Now, there's three things I want you to do. I want you to keep your legs straight. Don't bend your knees. I want you to keep your hands by your side or like this in front of you. And I want you to keep facing this way or close your eyes. Okay? They're going to say, ready, set, go. And you're going to fall backward, and I promise I will catch you. Now, if you bend your knees, if you turn around, or if you throw your arm out to catch yourself, you've lost the game. Okay? You got to completely trust me. Completely. Is that understood? Okay. Now, I'm not going to get too far back. We're going to do it maybe a couple times, okay? And I'm going to go back further each time. But I want you to trust me. Whenever y'all can, say, ready, set, go.
Very good.
All right. Now I'm going to be back a little further back this time. Okay? Whatever y'all want to say. Very good. Oh, you almost broke that right leg there. Trust me, I'm not going to let you fall. Salvation, we must have complete, total trust. Because that's what trust is. It's a total dependency, without a doubt. It's complete reliance, to rely on somebody. Not that Jesus can save you, but that He will save you. That He will. And it takes total trust. You can't doubt anything, you know. You just have to have that in your heart and do it. And if any of you has ever sought the Lord and weren't satisfied, well, I can guarantee you that you didn't put your total trust, your total undivided trust in Him. There's a lot of distractions in this world. You got to forget that. You got to look to Him. Because without Him, you're helpless. If I wasn't there to catch Mr. Landon there. I almost said your brother's name. I'm sorry. If I wasn't there to catch him, he would have smacked the floor. But you know what he did? He trusted that catch. There's a verse that says, and I want you to stand and say it with me, part of it. Okay? Please stand. Go. We've got a schedule to keep. It says, trust in the Lord with all my heart. I want you to repeat it after me. Trust in the Lord. You did good, but let me say it, then everybody repeat it. Trust in the Lord with all that heart.
Somebody else have something on your heart. Appreciate each and every one being here today. I hope that we can all be about the Lord's business today in this service. Let's follow the Lord. We had a good Sunday school lesson this morning. I'm sure all the classes had good lessons. If you don't come to Sunday school, try it out one Sunday. I believe you will enjoy what you hear in your Sunday school lesson. It will help you in your daily life each and every day if you'll come and learn about God. So do keep that in mind, please. With that being said, is there any other prayer requests? We'll call on one to lead us in our prayers today, but everybody pray in your own way. Brother Chris, will you lead us in prayer, please?
Over to page 152.
Oh,
this song. A few weeks ago, during our revival services here in the daytime, Brother Tom sang a song for us. It's entitled "Because He Loved Me." So we're going to try this. If you want to sing along, please do so. Thank you.
anybody got anything on your heart before we get started? And as I say so many times, I want the Lord to get the glory here. So if you have something on your heart that needs to be said, you follow the Lord in this service today, and let's try to do what God would have us to do. Anybody got anything on your heart? Our message today is going to be quite a bit different from last week. A lot of people commented on last week's message as we talked about the things that are abominations unto God. And so this message is going to be a little different in that we're not going to be, as some people said, I won't be on your toes today, I don't think. I'll say it that way. We'll follow the Lord in this message today. I hope today's message will be an encouragement unto all of us today, that hopefully it will be an encouragement to us that are saved, first of all, but I hope it will also be an encouragement to those that are unsaved today. This is not necessarily going to be a message that's going to say you need to be saved, but I hope that it will cause some to want to be saved, is what I hope that it will do today. And we're going to take our reading lesson today. Our starting place is going to be Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter is where we're going to start our reading lesson. I commented earlier about our Sunday school lesson today, and our lesson today was about the promise of the Lord's coming. And Brother Sam did a good job with that lesson today. I want to say that. He does a good job all the time, but I thought he done a real good job today in that lesson. And but truthfully, I thought he was going to wear my sermon out today. He pranced around it, is the way I'll say. He went all around my thought today in the fact that he talked about the coming of the Lord, how that it's going to work, how that the Lord's going to sound his trumpet, and I don't remember exactly how his tune was, but I thought it was interesting how he did his trumpet. I'm not going to attempt it. But that the Lord would come back at the sound of the Lord's trumpet. And then he talked about how that we would be changed. And then he talked about the judgment a little bit, and then talking about meeting the Lord in the air. That's what he talked about. And so, as I said, he went all around my message today in a lot of ways. Earlier in the week, I picked up a little article that came in the mail, and part of the scriptures that I'm going to use today came out of that article that was used in their lesson, we'll say. And I didn't agree with their lesson, I'll say that, but it really had very little to do with what we're talking about today. But the scriptures that he used, and as I was reading it, it was making an impression on me as I was reading them. And I just said, Lord, is this what I'm supposed to preach this Sunday? And the Lord said, no, you keep this in mind, but this is not where you're going. Okay, Lord. I learned to do that with the Lord. Lord, are you? No. All right, Lord, I'm waiting to see. Well, when I started studying for the message the other day, I got down to this 8th chapter, and I came down to one of the verses, and I looked at that, and it went back to what I heard, what I read earlier in the week, and then it just started opening up. right. If you think your body is nice, maybe you don't think it's so nice, just wait till you see your new body. And you might be thinking today, well, how in the world are we going to live eternally in this body? It's not this body. That's what we're going to talk about today. You're getting a brand new body. Thank God. Thank God for that. We're starting a reading lesson today in the 18th verse. And I'm going to stop a little bit along as we go through this. But to comment just a little bit as we move toward the main part of this message. And the 18th verse says, "For I reckon that the suffering of this present time," and that present time that Paul was talking about is now, in this body, the things that we are going through now, that's what he's talking about. He says that are not worthy to be compared with the glory which we shall be which shall be revealed in us. Now, the very first thought that you think of with this phrase here, we think about, well, we're going to heaven. yourself. Now, I can't tell you exactly how you are going to look when the Lord puts you in your new body. I can't tell you. I can still something in my mind that I have not seen yet. Not even in my imagination. I tend to believe that that body will be somewhat like heaven itself. When the Lord said, I have not seen, neither have ear heard, And he put it in there. Most of our kids have at least done something like that. But what came out of that seed did not look like that grain did. If you take a grain of corn and you put it in the ground, what comes up out of that is a plant that can be anywhere from this tall all the way up to, I've seen it as much as 10 foot tall, long green leaves, and it's completely He says, I've got to start working out my cholesterol. I've got to get it down. He says, they're going to get me on that. And I thought, yeah, I did too. We're not going to worry about those things over there. It's not going to be, well, I need to gain some weight. I don't have to worry about that. It's not going to be, my hair is getting white, or where did it go? It's going to be glory.
Amen.
It's going to be a beautiful body. And I agree with what I'm saying. Just wait till you see that other body. Try to think about the people we thought were the most beautiful. You know, especially when we were younger, we saw different stars. I'm talking about movie stars. Boy, that woman was great. I satisfied you when you looked at some of them men. Boy, he was a good looking man. They ain't gonna hold a light to you. Because what God's gonna give you is so much better. You might say, well, preacher, he told me it's going to be glorious, but what's it going to look like? What I say earlier, we're hoping for something we've not seen. If we knew exactly what it was going to be like, we'd just say, wow, that's going to be great, it's good. But we don't know exactly what it is, but we're hoping for it. We're trying to imagine. And it's truly going to be great. I want you to know that. It's going to be great. In every way. That's the way that it should be encouraging for us. If I told you about heaven and the streets of gold and the walls of jasper and the beauty of the place and all of the loved ones and everything that's going to be there and the fact that Jesus is going to be there, you looked at it and said, yeah, I look forward to that. But we just have our imagination, don't we? This body is our, we can only imagine what it's going to be like. But it's going to be great. Brother Brad gives us all. Enjoy the very thoughts that we're talking about. We're not going to be here, not be there in an old body like this. We're going to be in one that's like Christ. Glorious. I think it's going to be bright. I think it's going to shine. Some of them may shine like the stars. Some of them may shine like the moon. Some of them may be as bright as the sun. It won't matter. I'm just going to be glad to be there and be shamed. While we stand and sing, I hope you enjoy this thought today.
Would you stand? Right back here, 393. 393.